Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Several great news updates at the top and the bottom of the hour here already this morning from Fox News Radio. First off, the release of American school teacher Mark Fogel from Russia. Finally, man, that was just absolutely incredible hearing, the audio of Secretary of State Marco Rubio, President Trump, and then, of course, Mark Fogel himself talking about how he sees President Donald J. Trump as a hero. Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends earlier this morning had just an incredible summary. It was in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's where President Donald J. Trump, of course, survived the gunshot wound from the assassin's bullet. And it was in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's where Donald Trump met the 95-year-old mother of Mark Fogel. And he promised her at that rally that he would deliver her son. And she didn't know at 95 years old that she'd ever see her son again. Now he is back home on American soil. Absolutely incredible audio. I hope I have some time to share some of the audio clips that we've been able to snag for you here this morning. But obviously the story is being covered in the Fox News updates as well. But for those who don't know, Mark Fogel also has ties to Montana. I believe his sister lives in Missoula, and there's a story at the Bozeman Daily Chronicle this morning, including that fact as well. And big hats off also to Senator Steve Daines from here in Montana. I know he has been relentless in advocating for Mark Fogel's return as well, especially given the Montana connection there. All right, the other headline that we just heard in the Fox News update, DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk. Apparently, they've got a hearing on Capitol Hill today, and that's what Jay in Billings was referencing. He just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He refers to it as the Delivering on Government Efficiency. The Delivering on Government Efficiency Legislative Subcommittee is meeting for the first time today, pushing back against eliminating waste, fraud, and corruption in D.C. Is this the hill the radical leftists will choose to die on? Oh, I think so, Jay. I think so, much like the radical transgender agenda. This is their honeypot. This is how they pay off all their buddies and they bribe all their community organizer activists. They're the ones who benefit from all this fraud, waste, and abuse. So, yeah, this is the hill they are choosing to die on. Anyway, Jay adds this. I imagine the leftist rhetoric of imminent danger and Trump derangement syndrome to be on full display today. Oh, yeah, it's already been on display, hasn't it, Jay? And then Jay concludes, we must keep our foot on the seek and destroy accelerator. Let's find out how deep the rabbit hole goes and audit the Fed. Yeah, they're talking about doing that very thing and having Ron Paul lead the effort to audit the Federal Reserve. All right, Jay, thanks for the message. I think we've got a guest in studio right after this, and then we'll have some time for your calls later in the morning.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the region for today, we'll see high temperatures of around 10 degrees. Then looking at clear conditions into tonight, low temperatures back in the single digits below zero. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine as high temperatures rebound to the mid-20s. We'll see increasing clouds Thursday night with a low near 10. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's February 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Lost Penny Day. The first penny ever was designed by Benjamin Franklin and minted in 1787. The penny with the bust of President Abraham Lincoln was first minted in 1909, released on February 12th, commemorating the 100th anniversary of his birth. The 16th president is known for fighting the U.S. Civil War against the South, which ended slavery with the Union victory April 9th, 1865. Former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic goes on trial for war crimes in 2002. His prolonged trial ends without a verdict when the so-called Butcher of the Balkans was found dead at the age of 64. Born on this day in 1934, basketball legend and Hall of Famer Bill Russell, the five-time MVP of the NBA, led the Boston Celtics to 11 championships from 1957 to 1969. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, coming up on Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Glendive and the Glendive Agri-Trade Expo. Freedom Friday, of course, live from Glendive. Tim from Savage, our good friend Tim Tharp, he's actually going to drive down from Savage to Glendive and sidekick with us for a couple of hours in the early morning hours of this show. And then, of course, we'll still have Becky Hillier back here in studio as well, looking at the bright side of things and sharing some good news stories and much more. So she'll be back here in studio. Tim and I will be back in Glendive. But, man, I tell you what, I'm so thankful Tim in Savage has given us permission to share his story. And sometimes he's called in to talk about this as well. What a remarkable story he's got. Actually, it's a remarkable story, yes. But the reality is there are so many stories just like Tim in Savage. He's out there on the Mondakistan border, and he told me yesterday he now weighs 179 pounds. He hasn't weighed that much since high school. And I can't remember Tim's age, if he's 40s or 50s or what, but he hasn't weighed that low since high school, and he's feeling great. He's off some medications that he used to be on. His knees that he had knee surgery on don't hurt like they used to, all because he went through Billings Last Diet. He's going through Billings Last Diet. We've got Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet in studio right now. What a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. And like you said, one thing, fantastic story, something that we're super proud of. But the reality is, like you said, that's not an uncommon story with Billings Last Diet. And matter of fact, if anybody who's listening right now, message Aaron and share your story. If you've been with Billings Last Diet, give us an update where you're at, where you want to be and where you're going. I'd love to hear it while I'm here. But one thing I wanted to talk about is with diet, people get this, I don't know, they get weird around the word diet. They get scared, they get shaky, they start to sweat, and they think, oh no, I'm deprived for the rest of my life. With Billings Last Diet, I hate that we have the word diet in the name anyway, because it's really meant to be a lifestyle change. It's not, I need to lose weight, so I'm on a diet, and then once I lose the weight, oh, I go back to what I was doing. That's not fixing any problem. Our goal is to actually help people gain health throughout their life, and so it's an education process, which you well know. I see you're eating a ideal protein snack this morning.
Yeah, ranch Dorados.
That's right.
They taste like ranch potato chips, but they're protein chips, and they got really good flavor. Yeah, it's my mid-morning snack.
And with that, this is something that you've done. I mean, you did the program,
about seven years ago. Yeah.
And it's those small habits, those small changes you continue with that's actually helped you maintain that weight even to today. And
so it's funny. So I did my annual – I always like to do an annual VA physical. You know, if that's the only thing you do as a veteran through the VA, just go do your annual checkup, right? And so so you do the blood draw and everything like that, which is great, because even if you hate getting your blood taken, they can read so much, and they can look. And it was kind of funny because the doctor looked over at me and she says you've got lab results like a 20-year-old. But it's like 7 years ago though that wouldn't have been the case because I just got back from a deployment. So you suffer from post deployment celebration disorder. You start eating more. You start drinking more while you're watching a show or whatever, or just more often, even if not more. Before you know it, you're like, holy cow! I keep going to the gym and exercising, but why is my stomach still growing? Right. Well, that's because it all comes down to nutrition. It comes down to diet. I mean, that's 70-80% of the workload, right?
Well, and I mean, speaking of that, you start to get these individuals who get diagnosed, and I put diagnosed with quotes with pre-diabetes. It's just saying, hey, you're in trouble. You're kind of heading down the wrong way. Let's fix that. And the first recommendation from any medical doctor is going to be change your eating habits and get on a diet. Change those habits that are getting you to that place. And we see it all the time, not just pre-diabetics, but actually type 2 diabetics who change their medications, who get the A1Cs under control and really change their long-term health.
I remember a lady, she was going through the program as well, through Billings Last Diet. And because I like to ask people when they tell me that they're doing the program, I said, well, what did you notice? What stood out to you? And my knees don't hurt anymore is a common one. Tim and Savage said it. Richard and Bozeman told me that. He said when I shared somebody else's story, that's what stood out to him. That's why he did the program. And then his knees didn't hurt anymore. He could finally go on walks around the neighborhood with his wife. And so it's little big things like that that matter so much. You know, it was funny. Do you and your wife ever send like these funny video reels to each other from social media?
She's listening right now and laughing. Yeah, we do that.
My wife will send me like 7, and I'm like, okay, when I get home, I'm going to watch all of them in one shot here. But there was this one funny video where, you know, it showed all these people, when it comes to the COVID jab, they're like, I don't want the shot. Don't give me a shot. I don't trust that shot. But then all of a sudden, ooh, wait, there's a shot that I can give myself to lose weight. And they're stabbing themselves with shots all over the place. I say that to say, like, hey guys, like, be skeptical of any magic injection when it comes to losing weight. We don't know what the actual, you know, second and third order effects of that are. This is a healthy way to lose weight, and you keep your muscle mass, which helps you, you know, stay healthy and keep the fat off down the road.
And we've talked about those GLP-1 type medications before on your program, and I'm not discounting results because, quite honestly, and you
sometimes
can talk to anybody.
Sometimes somebody needs to do it. Yeah.
They get those results, but I go back to that issue of that lifestyle change. It's like it's focusing on the symptom of weight and not the actual root cause of why you gained the weight in the first place, right? And most people's mentality is, if I could just lose that first 15, I'd be on the right. I'd be, you know, get that boost and I'd change my health. And that's not the reality. People don't just magically change their lifestyle. They don't just automatically decide to be healthy again. They need that coaching, that help along the way to lose that weight.
Oh, this is cool. Tom in Billings just said this. After listening to you, I went from 245 pounds to 190 pounds.
So congratulations, Tom.
That's awesome.
Phenomenal.
Hey, hold that thought. Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet. We'll come back to you right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Excess federal government spending more than tax collections, is a bipartisan activity. With the exception of a couple of years after the Berlin Wall fell, when falling defense spending allowed Bill Clinton to run a brief surplus, we've had deficits every year since JFK was in the White House. And as most of us know, the red ink has gotten especially scary, both in dollar terms and as a percentage of the economy. This was a prediction of some who debated the structure of the then-new national government at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. They feared that leaders who needed popular support to remain in office would make irresponsible decisions on spending. After 200 years, it's come true. It's hard to know everyone's motivation for voting for deficits and re-electing those who support them. But the notion that cutting taxes is a way of slowing down spending has been thoroughly disproven. The so-called starve-the-beast strategy that envisioned forcing spending levels downward has not been up to the challenge. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Buying a vehicle at a dealership can be a stressful process, from the time commitment involved to the pressure of haggling with salespeople, not to mention test driving lots of vehicles. But there are some ways to make the process easier for you and your wallet. Be sure to call ahead to the dealership to see if the models you want to try are available. Showrooms have cut back on the number of vehicles they keep on the lot, meaning fewer options for test drives. And check price guides like Kelley Blue Book to get get a sense of the range of prices for the car you desire. For trade-ins, you can visit cars.com along with Kelley Blue Book to find out how much your vehicle is currently worth. And to assist with negotiations, experts say it would be wise to run your vehicle through multiple trade-in offers. In addition to knowing car values and a fair going price, you should know your credit score and loan offers so you know what kind of rates and terms you might be eligible for. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
This week, over 800 farmers, ranchers, landowners, and stakeholders are gathered here in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the 79th National Association of Conservation Districts Annual Convention. Jeremy Peters is CEO of NACD.
Our annual meeting gives us an opportunity for our members to set the grassroots policy for the association. We receive resolutions from all over the country, and then our board members take them up, they debate them, they adopt them, or they choose not to adopt different positions. It's just a great process to see our board members engage on timely topics that are so important nationally, and we look forward to now begin the work of implementing those policies and seeing what we can get done on behalf of our members.
And for Sand Springs, Montana, rancher Dean Rogie, who serves as president of the Montana Association of Conservation Districts, everything starts at the local level.
It's a lot of the reason we're here is that the good old people here in Montana and the value that they have and the good work they do on the land there in Montana. That's why we are here.
Yeah. I'm the local ecological knowledge in my neighborhood because I've been there for 61 years. I grew up there, I can see changes that happen. And some of our federal agencies, and this is nothing against them, they come and go, and they might see a 10-year period in my community, and then they move to another region. And I think that that's a valuable thing, is to tap into what we have for the local knowledge.
We'll have more on the National Association of Conservation Districts here on the report throughout the week. I'm Lane Northmont.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just realized we've got the Speaker of the Montana House on with us right now. Caden, let's skip the Fox News update here at 7:30 because I've got all the Fox clips if we need to get to some more news on that front. Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet reminded me, hey, what about the straw clip? You've got to play the paper straw clip from Jon Stewart. I will do that. I'm glad Dr. Jordan reminded me. But I got to pivot over to the Speaker of the House. Dr. Jordan, when's your next free seminar or for the remote folks out there in Butte or elsewhere, how can they take part in Billings Last Diet?
Yeah, check us out. We actually have a seminar today at noon, but every Wednesday, 12 o'clock, we actually have two next week, one in the Heights and one in the West End. Check out our website or visit us on social media, and you'll be able to sign up for those. We also have all kinds of information on social media, YouTube. We have a podcast out as well as just a lot of interesting videos for education purposes. So give us a call or visit our website. Let us help you get healthy again and get on the track to where you want to change your life.
And by the way, that number, 406-294-6751, or go to billingslastdiet.com. And Dr. Jordan, you can confirm, I didn't have to read that phone number because I've got it memorized.
That's top of the head. That's great.
Because it's such a great program. That's why. Okay, well, great to see you. Thanks for joining us. All right. Yeah, let's see. Okay, I think we've got Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr out of, speaking of Savage, Montana. That's where our friend Tim is from. I think we've got him now with us on the phone lines through my computer. Mr. Speaker, are you there?
I am here. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. And then I just realized I just got to change the settings one more time, and then you won't come in garbled. Okay, you should be ready to roll now. All right. Well, before I throw questions your way, give us the update. What's the latest news and information from the Montana House you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, middle of the week here. We're still just rolling along, and we got some NEPA bills coming up on the floor today, and still working on tax policy. Still got some income tax bills, and our property tax bill is still in appropriations, and just kind of run along.
This MEPA legislation is very important. This is the Montana Environmental Policy Act. It seems very duplicitous because at the national level, you've got NEPA, which is the National Environmental Policy Act. So it's like, why do we have twice the regulations? And then we wonder why America is accomplishing half as much as what it feels like we used to accomplish, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we got House Bill 270, Representative Zolnikoff's carrying that, and that's kind of focusing on revising remedies under MEPA. Representative Oblander's carrying a bill that limits the Department of Environmental Quality from setting air standards stricter than federal requirements. And then I'm carrying House Bill 285, which clarifies that MEPA's, you know, more procedural than regulatory, and just kind of, you know, stating that you can't use it to it limits agencies from using environmental reviews to deny permits, and just kind of streamlines the process. You know, just trying to make Montana a more business-friendly climate.
On tax policy, we've mentioned this before. For the last two legislative sessions, the Republican majority cut income taxes, and look, revenues continue to climb. We're sitting on another budget surplus. In fact, it was the Democrats who said those exact words. Well, we're sitting on another budget surplus. Okay, so we know that cutting taxes works. So let's do it again. I know the governor wants to cut taxes across the board. I think the state Senate has a bill that seems to be moving forward by Senator Mike Yakovich out of Billings that's more targeted. It doesn't cut income taxes for all. It's more targeted, they say, just on the middle class. What's the approach in the House? Because I got to say, I don't like the quote-unquote targeted approach. To me, that's the type of, you know, class warfare that the Democrats play. Cut taxes for everybody. And look, the wealthier will still pay more.
Yep, absolutely. And that's where my bill comes in. I have the bottom up, which Yakovich has, bringing the 4-7 rate, adding a little bit more of the middle income into that 4-7 rate. It brings that deduction from $44,000 for a married couple all the way up to $200,000 for a married couple. So a single person, that'd be $100,000. And then it drops the top income tax rate of 5.9 down to 5.4, and it does all this over 2 years. So it doesn't matter if you're working your first job or you're on Social Security or anywhere in between or what income, it lowers your tax rate.
Okay, see, that's a better explanation than what I've read or seen thus far. So your bill is similar to Senator Yakovich's. So what you're saying then is that, hey, what we're not doing is only giving tax relief to one class of people, but what we're doing is we're because right now, yeah, the highest income tax rate in Montana, almost all of us pay the highest income tax rate.
Yep. And so exactly, and that's what we wanted to do. So we're, like I said, we're bringing that the bottom rate, which you're capped at $44,000, paying the 4.7. We moved that all the way up to $100,000, and that'll happen over a 2 year period. And then we brought the 5.9 rate, which most Montanans pay, down to, we will bring it down to 5.4 over the course of 2 years. And so it's going to help out everybody across the board, just not one particular subset of people.
All right. Well, I'm much more supportive of it now. I was a little skeptical at first. Why not just put everybody at 4.7?
Well, and that's kind of what we want to work towards, is that flat rate, just so that way, you know, once you get everybody paying the same rate, it's awful hard to raise it. And so we're working towards that. There is some resistance there just in case, you know, what happens if the state, you know, runs into a little bit of a budget shortfall. And but at that point in time, we'll only have to worry about a 0.7% reduction to get there.
Yeah.
And so
you've got other priorities like property tax relief in the meantime, too. Yeah. So you've got to balance all of these competing priorities.
And on that property tax relief, you know, we don't want to use general fund dollars to subsidize local governments. So we want to be targeted in how we do that. And we've got bills floating around out there that that are doing just that, you know, trying to limit local government spending. And we need to get some of them through. And then hopefully at the local level, we can start addressing property taxes and get the state out of the subsidizing business.
What are some of the other highlights? What's moving forward this week? I mean, there's a lot of interesting bills that I'm reading about. Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. The Montana House has now passed a stricter DUI law referred to as Bobby's Law. That passed 92-8. What are some of the other things that are moving forward right now this week?
Yeah, we have Bobby's Law that went through, that's going to have a hearing down in appropriations, which it shouldn't have any trouble. That'll get kicked out and we'll pass that on third reading and send it to the Senate. Representative Mitchell has another Free to Speak Act, which just protects everybody's from students to employees of the state from, you know, not having to worry about, you know, misnaming somebody. And Representative Amir Aguirre has House Bill 388, which protects pregnancy centers from having to promote abortion if, you know, whether it's CI-128 or any, you know, in the future, any federal agency mandates that stuff. So
that's very important because we've seen that happen in California. And if there's one thing, you know, Bozeman Democrats and Missoula Democrats want to do is they want to replicate the mess of California on Montana through their far left legislators. So they have attacked pro-life pregnancy centers and tried to compel speech upon them. Absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. Yep. And then Representative Tillman and Buttrey, they both have some CTE bills that'll be floating through.
Great update. Yeah, CTE, of course, career and technical education, very important. There's support for trades education across the board here as well. Speaker of the House, Brandon Lear out of Savage, Montana. I wish you could join us on Friday at the Glendive Agri-Trade Expo, but our buddy Tim will be there with us in your place, so we'll look forward to catching up with him. And maybe former Senator Heinbaugh will come over and sidekick with us as well. But about a minute to go. Anything else you want to share with our listeners across Montana?
Yeah, no, like I said, the House is rolling along. We've got a lot of good policy coming through. We're kind of bumping up on transmittal here in the next couple, 3 weeks, and so it's going to get busy.
All right. Well, I know you're busy. We appreciate you freeing up some time for our listeners here on Montana Talks. And, we schedule it every Wednesday at 6:40 in the morning. But, hey, with as busy as the schedule is back there in Helena, we are Semper Gumby, always flexible. We know that those timelines may always need to shift based off of what's going on in the Capitol in Montana. So we greatly appreciate your time. All right. What about the latest arrests in the Bozeman area? 4 more ICE holds in the Gallatin County Detention Center. And then what about the tatted up drug dealers in Wolf Point? Did you see those photographs? It's always the people you least suspect. That's how John Jackson replied. We've got an expert on Trende Aragua next. Get it.
I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand. Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, I do got to play the John Stewart clip talking about paper straws and John Stewart saying, yeah, even he agrees with Donald J. Trump on this one. But then I just realized my computer is being used for our next interview here, so I'm going to hold off on playing that sound bite because my computer can't walk and chew gum yet. So I will hold off on playing that sound bite here for just a few more minutes. But, yeah, we've got a great guest back with us here on Montana Talks. First, before I get to that, earlier we had the National Weather Service office out of Billings join us on the show in the 6 o'clock hour. We were talking about all the cold weather temperatures across Montana this morning. And then we also asked you, how cold is it in your neck of the woods? I mentioned it was 15 below zero on my pickup thermometer here on the way into the Montana Talk studios this morning. Sean in Shelby just messaged us. Negative 34, 34 below zero in Old Maid's Coulee on the north side of Cutbank. Sean, thanks for that message, and great to hear from you. Also, if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see some of the latest summaries from yesterday, cold weather temperatures, and what it's looking like out there across northeastern Montana in particular right now. Looks like the coldest wind chill this morning that I'm seeing, at least out of northeast Montana, is Opheim at 41 below zero. Okay, the cold weather apparently is not keeping the drug dealers out of Montana, though. Did you guys see the story that I posted on our Montana Talks website yesterday? Here is the headline. More ice holds in Bozeman and Aurora, Colorado connections in Wolf Point, Montana. So two separate stories. Let me be clear. Two separate stories. You had four individuals involved in what sounds like a home burglary involving guns along the frontage road near Belgrade. These four individuals are on an ICE hold now at the Gallatin County Detention Center. I didn't hear what countries they may be from, though. That information has not been shared yet. So, you know, we know that Trende Aragua specializes in home invasion, so it makes you wonder. Then, if we take you to northeastern Montana, you got to go look at the photographs of these suspects. I mean, one guy has the entire, he has one half of his face covered in tattoos, and then the other half of his face does not have tattoos. And as John Jackson, the Joker from X, joked yesterday on the show, it's always the people you least suspect. Right. Anyway, here to talk about that and more, he's a former FBI Hispanic gang expert, now lives in Bozeman, Montana. Daniel Bruner has a security consulting firm called the Bruner Sierra Group. Dan, great to have you back on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you very much for having me back.
Yeah, so first off, you saw my story. Anything that stood out to you just right out the gates?
I'm not surprised. So I've been talking about this leading up till now, that Prende Aragua had moved into Montana. I knew this about a year ago. And this is what I specialized in, was Hispanic organized crime, gangs, transnational criminal organizations. And the fact that I was getting word that they were here in Montana did not surprise me. The fact that they were in Bozeman did not surprise me. The fact that they are in northeastern Montana does surprise me. That is right there to the fact. Now, I spoke to some people who live up there, and they said that this is great that these individuals have been arrested. But what concerns me is not that they've been arrested. It concerns me is what else do we not know that is up there? So those three individuals are going to go to where there is support structure, where there's other individuals, there's other people that will support them. So those three were not the only three Trende Aragua members in that area. Those three were just the ones that got caught. So my
great
concern
point
is, what else is up there?
So do we know if these are actual Trende Aragua members? I mean, I raised the question because one of the guys, I looked at the Roosevelt County jail roster, and one of the guys who's named and who's photographed here, one of the guys with all the face tattoos, it lists him as being from Aurora, Colorado. And so first, that's the first of, oh, man, well, what else has been happening in Aurora, Colorado? Trende Aragua has been taking over entire apartment complexes down there.
Right. It's very difficult these days to identify individuals that have not been associated with a previous incident. So these individuals that were caught up there were, you know, associated with the Aurora, Colorado. That's exactly what I expected to happen. When the attention got put onto Aurora, everyone scattered to various areas in the region. I would have expected some of them to come to Bozeman. I am surprised that they went all the way up there, which, again, concerns me that what do we not know about that up there?
Well, and we've known that the Mexican drug cartels have been targeting our reservation communities in particular, and, of course, Wolf Point, Fort Peck Indian Reservation. And so we know that even tribal leaders have been speaking out that the drug cartels. But, yeah, I do wonder if, like you say, if now given the Aurora connection here, that this is a first major indicator that, yeah, Tren de Aragua is moving in on their turf.
I think it's easy to say that, yes, I think they've moved in. I've talked to people from the community here in Bozeman, from the greater Montana area, and they confirmed that Tren de Aragua had moved into Montana. So the fact that they've moved from Aurora to here, it does not surprise me. But it is very difficult to identify a Tren de Aragua member based solely upon tattoos or anything like that. You really have to have something predicating him, you know, another incident where you could say, okay, he was here amongst other gang members. Okay, now that we see him in Montana. So that's how we can do it, because we don't have a relationship with Venezuela to compare notes from back in Venezuela to say, yes, that individual is from the gang Tren de Aragua. So it's very difficult for law enforcement to build that database. Now that we have these arrests here, possibly in Bozeman, we don't know what country they're from or if they're gang affiliated. But those are the things I've been telling my clients, is saying, listen, you have to be prepared. You have to use precautions. You know, these are some of the tactics they use: home invasion, utilizing different types of, the South American theft group, utilizing the home thefts. So these are the type of things I tell my clients to protect themselves upon.
Yeah,
so it's definitely a movement that's coming into Montana.
Yeah, and you work with clients, out there in the private sector as well, especially folks in the high net worth folks in the Bozeman Big Sky area in particular, who got to be concerned about things like home invasions in particular. That leads us now to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle had a great report about four people arrested late Thursday in connection with a home burglary at what I think was an apartment building along the frontage road near Belgrade. All four are now placed on immigration retainers. It doesn't say where they're from, but again, hey, Tren de Aragua specializes in home invasions, but it's not to say that other nationality gang groups or cartel groups might not do the same activities.
Absolutely right. There's countless numbers of different groups, countless they're going to utilize. So these may be just four individuals who looked at an opportunity and learn from something from the news. But yet at the same time, this could be the Tren de Aragua members looking to conduct a home invasion and conduct a robbery. The South American Theft Group, which is an organized crime entity out of Chile, that was sending their individuals here to the United States to conduct robberies. And that's been occurring across this country for the last 6 to 7 years. That is a large investigation. But the fact that TDA is moved in here and utilizing a lot of the same tactics does not surprise me. So those are some of the things. I have a lot of different things on my website, on my Substack, that I advise clients on how to protect themselves, how to make themselves a harder target. Listen, I can never guarantee to my clients, I 100% guarantee that you will not get hit. But what I say, I teach my clients, is how to make yourself a harder target, so that when a group like these sees your home or sees your family, they go, ooh, they've got multiple layers of protection. Let's move on to the next house. So I just try to teach people here in Montana, how to make it more a harder target.
Yeah, don't make yourself an easy target. Hey, that's why, a lot of Montanans laughed whenever you'd have these gun control activists post a sign out front, "This is a gun-free home." Ah, you've just now made yourself a gigantic target. Instead, you should be advertising, "Hey, this home has guns. Beware." And big scary dogs while you're at it, too. Home security systems, you name it. Kat in Sydney, Montana, just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Wolf Point is not far away from Williston, North Dakota. Williston is packed full of illegals. Just saying. That is from Kat in Sydney. Dan Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group, can you stick around for a few more minutes? I got to run to a hard break here in just about 30 seconds. Do you want to stick around and join us for the remainder of the hour, or do you got to run?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to stick around.
Perfect. Okay, great. Well, hold that thought, because the other thing I want to, you know, going back to this story out of Wolf Point, Montana, and the two individuals that are all tatted up, and then there's the female in the middle of the photographs that are on our Montana Talks website right now. Again, one of them is from Aurora, Colorado, according to the Roosevelt County Jail roster. But anyway, there. I don't have time, but this is an important point that I think needs to be made. So stand by. We'll get to that next.
You know what's smart? Enjoying a fresh gourmet meal at home that you didn't have to cook. Meat Factor, your loophole in the laws of mealtime. Chef-crafted meals delivered with a tap, ready in just 2 minutes. You know what's even smarter? Treating yourself without cheating your goals. Factor is dietitian approved, chef prepared, and you plated it. Pretty smart, huh? Refresh your routine and eat smart with Factor. Learn more at factormeals.com.
Fox News commentary.
President Trump has big plans to memorialize our American heroes. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
It's the Will King Show.
Ideological goals like climate change, green initiatives. Because attention and resources are a finite game, they are diverted. It is pulled away from the priorities that matter to citizens directly. When you pay your taxes, there are certain things that you have a right to expect. Police protection, emergency response. Anything given to misplaced priorities ends up something that can hurt citizens when they need their government.
Streaming live 12 p.m. Eastern weekdays on FoxNews.com and the Fox News YouTube channel.
Many would agree that President Trump should be etched into Mount Rushmore, but he has his own plans to honor America's foremost heroes. His grand promise to build a National Garden of American Heroes was first put forth during the final year of his first term, but never came to fruition after Joe Biden took office and squashed it. But Trump hasn't given up, and he signed an executive order to revive the project. The vision includes a national park full of statues commemorating the greatest Americans who ever lived. Though the list of honorees has yet to be fully named, these great Americans come from all time periods and walks of life. Among them are Muhammad Ali, Susan B. Anthony, Neil Armstrong, and many others. Trump also pushed Congress to fund this project so construction can begin as soon as possible. Though many on the left seem more interested in tearing down statues rather than building them up, the Garden of Heroes sounds lovely, American, and quite needed. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the region for today, we'll see high temperatures of around 10 degrees. Then looking at clear conditions into tonight, low temperatures back in the single digits below zero. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine as high temperatures rebound to the mid-20s. We'll see increasing clouds Thursday night with a low near 10. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, I tell you what, whenever John Jackson, the Joker from X, is in the house with us, it's the most unwoke hour, sometimes 2 hours of the week. We have a ton of fun, plus we dive into all the serious topics as well. If you missed a second of Tuesday's show, you can do like you would do any other day. Download all 4 hours of the show on the Montana Talks app. There's an on-demand button, or you can go to Spotify as well.
2012 First Avenue North in Billings, or visit them online at BillingsBestAutoBody.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know we've got just a quick few minutes left here in the hour, but I want to go back to Daniel Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group. Again, he is a former FBI Hispanic gang expert. Now he's got his own security consulting firm with clients all over the country, well, all over the world, frankly, including right here in Montana. So, Dan, one of the other big questions I've been asking is I find it very curious that some of the very protesters and activists who have been, say, protesting in support of illegal aliens in front of the Metra Park in Billings, Montana, they're not out there this week. It's a little too cold, of course. But I found it very interesting that some of these same folks are paid operatives who've worked very closely with a far-left George Soros-funded group called Western Native Voice. So I find it very curious that the very same folks that are being used as activists for the Soros-funded Western Native Voice Group, are also the same activists that are protesting in support of illegal aliens, while at the same time it's Tren de Aragua and Mexican drug cartels that are targeting the Native American community. And so it just raises a red flag, and I wonder if there is some sort of a nexus here.
I don't know. That's a very interesting theory, and this is something that needs to be looked at to see how that's connected. The fact that the cartels, Tren de Aragua and MS-13 have been designated terrorist organizations, the National Security Branch at the Department of Justice is now assisting in these investigations. That's going to open up a ton of new resources to those investigators, which I still, I used to work with very closely, and I would have been one of those agents right now. There's completely new avenues, financial investigations, looking at bank accounts, freezing bank accounts to see if there is a clear nexus of support between those groups, those individuals, and to see if there is a communication, whether they're passing information behind the scenes. Because we're seeing in Los Angeles and in Aurora that a lot of these migrant groups are getting a heads up notice, getting advance notice, and they're disappearing before the immigration raids. So that's a very good theory to investigate and to see if there is a financial support, because then if that's been able to connect it, that these groups that are protesting out there in Billings, that are protesting everywhere we've seen in the news, that they're supporting financially with equipment or anything along those lines, they're now supporting a terrorist organization. So that would be a great theory to look at.
Yeah, very.
Really needs to be investigated.
That's a great angle. Yeah, and I know we've only got about a minute or two left here, but I did see on that front of everything that's now happening in the Trump administration, the U.S. Attorney's Office and Tennessee law enforcement have now come together to announce a multi-count, multi-defendant indictment being unsealed involving people with alleged ties to Tren de Aragua. And this is in Tennessee, and this is a sex trafficking, a human trafficking case now. And so we're probably going to see a lot more stuff like this given the terrorist designation and a new administration.
Absolutely. I think, and a lot of these investigations, we understand, take time. So the fact that this indictment is coming out from Tennessee, this is not an indictment that was worked up in the last 2 weeks. This has been months in the process. This has been worked on by the FBI and state and local entities and just unsealed now. So this is a process. That's a great step in the right direction. But now, obviously, since President Trump has opened up loosed the dogs with the terrorism designation, it really opens up a ton of new possibilities. And I really see a lot of good work being conducted by the FBI and other state and local entities.
Yeah, with about 30 seconds to go here, I think what we've seen in the first few weeks of the Trump administration is that the quiet professionals in our federal law enforcement agencies, they were taking down names, they were writing down operation plans, and with a new sheriff in town, they've been executing those plans and those operations, and it's good to see. It's long overdue.
Oh, absolutely. I'm super proud of my guys that I'm still, I still consider my friends. Like I said, I've been recently retired, so I still know a lot of other guys that are back there, and they're doing really good work. And like you said, they're silent professionals. They're not looking for accolades. They're not looking for headlines. They just go in, get the arrest, and get the bad people off the street.
All right. Daniel Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group out of Bozeman, Montana. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Incredible insight. Open phones next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Excess federal government spending more than tax collections, is a bipartisan activity. With the exception of a couple years after the Berlin Wall fell, when falling defense spending allowed Bill Clinton to run a brief surplus, we've had deficits every year since JFK was in the White House. And as most of us know, the red ink has gotten especially scary, both in dollar terms and as a percentage of the economy. This was a prediction of some who debated the structure of the then-new national government at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. They feared that leaders who needed popular support to remain in office would make irresponsible decisions on spending. After 200 years, it's come true. It's hard to know everyone's motivation for voting for deficits and re-electing those who support them. But the notion that cutting taxes is a way of slowing down spending has been thoroughly disproven. The so-called starve-the-beast strategy that envisioned forcing spending levels downward has not been up to the challenge. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.